21 minutes past 6 here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Right, it's time now for our stock pick for 2017. And joining David and I is Maudi Lenzwane, who's MD of Luhuma Capital. Maudi, thanks for your time this evening. We're going to start with last year, because I like to remind people of what they picked the year before. And last year, you chose Mediclinic, and you were in luck because they were up close to 12% for the year.
Certainly, Siki. Now, my question is, how much are you paying me?
Nothing. Look, we said bragging rights, Mos. Have you not heard of austerity measures? We have no money.
No, certainly.
Here.
But I think, yes, with Mediclinic, last year I went for a safer bet in Mediclinic. You know, it was one of those stocks that I thought going into what was always going to be a very challenging year, I had to be safe, go for a defensive call rather than more of a speculative one. But I could have made more money, you know, had I gone into the resources.
If you had picked a Kumba Iron Ore, I mean, that stock, I think, was, what, 500% up or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember what the second one was. But I think, yes, Kumba was one of them. I think there it was a question of, and I like doing this, being a contrarian, particularly right at the bottom, even though it's very difficult to try and call the bottoms. But I think when you look at where the iron ore was and where the share price of Kumba Iron Ore was, it was almost as if the world was coming to an end. And I've learned over the past couple of years that that's the perfect time to buy when everybody's so depressed and they're thinking it's all over. That's the perfect time to buy.
Okay, so this year you're going for Sasol and Steinhoff. Let's start with Sasol. Why?
Most certainly. So Sasol, I think I picked it in 2015. I left it last year. You know, it was during that turbulence. I think the oil price was, you know, free falling at that time. And I think my worry with the not picking the energy stock last year was, you know, the fact that we had no idea, or there was no commitment, particularly from OPEC. You had Saudi Arabia coming through, you know, very determined to push the prices even lower. I think at some point they were saying they're quite happy with the $10, you know, price of oil. So that was scary. It was very difficult for me to actually pick that. But it's always been the stock that I like. It's always been the stock that I've, you know, that I've been investing in. I own it personally, and I know many South Africans own it. You know, particularly the black shareholders, they bought into that BEE transaction, Sasol in Zalo shares. They haven't really seen the return because it has been under pressure for some time. But I think, you know, with the OPEC meeting that took place late last year, that certainly could be the turnaround if they, you know, stick to those agreements that they've reached in Vienna. Of course, that could be one of the support that are bringing to support the oil price and, of course, support this, the share price of Sasol. So I like it from that perspective.
Right.
I think it's a very good business, and I like it from that perspective.
And finally, Steinhoff, very quickly.
Yes, Steinhoff, another pick, very aggressive last year as well in terms of, you know, acquiring some businesses, especially out in Europe, and also acquiring some of the nice assets out in the U.S. I like it from that perspective. They came up with the results, you know, for the third quarter, which were very, very strong. And now, you know, they've now announced recently that they are in talks with ShopRite to merge and form one of the biggest retailer in Africa. So I like it from that perspective, and I think it's driven by the gentlemen that are very well experienced, very, very well respected in that space. You know, I'm mentioning here the likes of Christoph Visser and of course, Marcus Juster, who's the CEO. Very, very strong team, and I think they'll definitely deliver on the result.
Thanks, Maudi. Maudi Lenzwane is MD of Luhuma Capital. David?
Maudi should actually choose Mediclinic this year. I think
really?
he should, yeah, because it's been absolutely knocked, and I think it's going to see a big recovery in there. Issues in that. Probably Aspen as well. They're going to be a lot of stocks.
Yeah.
Going to be a
someone
lot of...
Someone picked Aspen yesterday.
Did they? Okay.
Someone did pick Aspen
also coming
yesterday.
From a very low base, and I think sell-off overdone.
You so want Naspers and
Richemont. I'm going for the top two shares, Naspers and Richemont, which I spoke about. I love Naspers. I don't love Naspers. Sorry, I'm going to reiterate that. I restate that. I love Tencent. And I think Tencent is one of the most exciting businesses to invest in. And there's a wide disparity between the actual Tencent price and Naspers. In fact, Tencent has far outperformed Naspers, and it's been better to have been in Tencent. But I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
The results that they come out on a quarterly basis are just continue to increase as more and more Chinese youngsters or even young adults use the services, everything from e-commerce to playing games to messaging, etc.
And of course, with the direction that the Chinese economy is taking now, that's a solid foundation.
I think I'm more inclined to back an increase in Chinese consumerism than in commodity prices. And the other one is Richemont, which I think is turning. I think it's a global economic stock. It's a luxury good. Gone through a rather torrid time, but things are starting to look up. And if the U.S. starts to kick in and people spend, we always look to China for the sale of watches. Don't ignore what could happen in the U.S. and in Europe as well. And those economies are stabilizing. Okay. So I think it's going to be a big year for Richemont as well. So two big companies, but I think it doesn't, they don't scare me off, even if they are their market caps are huge.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, David. David Shapiro is with Sasfin.